Crichton was not the first commentator to point out the nefarious vapidness of the mass media. In 1967, Marshall McLuhan wrote, "The medium is the massage, an inventory of effects," detailing how the media controls content and how content is received by the individual. One glaring example of the corporate mass media's twisting of words can be found in his famous adage, "The medium is the message." However, in both his book's title and his conclusion, McLuhan stated that the medium is the massage. But today, the corporate media usually employs the word message rather than massage, no doubt because media moguls do not want the average citizen to consider the idea that messages are being massaged before being brought to the public. As it turns out, the traditional television business is far stickier than people thought, and audience behavior is not changing as rapidly as people thought it might, said analyst Richard Greenfield of BTIG Research. Yes, television viewing went down in 2012 for the first time, but people are still watching 5 hours a day. YouTube is growing, but people are watching 8 minutes a day. They are where cable was in 1980. But in Greenfield's estimation, it will not take 30 years for the internet and YouTube to surpass broadcast and cable television in viewership. This is happening already. According to estimates by Wall Street media analysts Craig Moffett and Michael Nathanson, in the third quarter of 2013, cable companies lost 687,000 subscribers. Viewers are abandoning their TV sets to watch on new devices and through new distribution channels, explained Shirky. From 2011 to 2012, the number of videos streamed on tablets and smartphones rose 300%, with digital outlets like YouTube, Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon capturing both new users and more time spent. While predictions of the death of mass media might be premature, there does seem to be some truth in them, particularly in regard to the print media. As we pass his prediction's 15-year anniversary, I've got to declare Advantage Crichton, admitted Jack Schaefer, editor-at-large for Slate.com in 2008. Rot afflicts the newspaper industry, which is shedding staff, circulation, and revenues. It's gotten so bad in Newspaperville that some people want Google to buy the Times and run it as a charity. Evening news viewership continues to evaporate, and while the mass media aren't going extinct tomorrow, Crichton's original observations about the media future now ring more true than false. Ask any journalist.